In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from two very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, there are few problems that can't be solved with high explosives, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry. I couldn't find a microphone. Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. These microphones are on little swivel jobs here with springs on them, and somehow that got moved way over there, and I didn't realize it, but it's back to working now. Now, time and time again on this show, you have heard us discuss the fact that how good is this economy? All I hear today, and if you turn on the bulls and the bears on Fox News, and you listen to these experts that are in the business of understanding the economy, if anybody can, they tell us what a great thing it is because we now have the stock market. It's gone through the 14,000 figure. It's at an all-time high, and you hear this over and over and over and over again. But at the same time, you see that there are a lot of people that are not benefiting from this great and wonderful economic boom that we're in. I'm looking at an article here written by Harold Myerson. It's entitled The Rise of the Have-Nots. And he's talking about how a lot of people today aren't even if they're working, they're only temporarily employed. They have jobs without benefits. They have what he calls retirement without security. And he goes on to say that our parents may have gone through the Depression, and they could never fully believe, as the baby boomers have, that the good times were here to stay. They remembered busts as well as booms. Now, in the field of agriculture, and that's really all I know very much about and don't know nearly enough about that, but I have seen booms and busts quite a few times in my lifetime, and I can remember back since we started this show, what, 13 years ago or something, when you couldn't give butcher hogs away. Could not give butcher hogs away. They were down to a nickel a pound, but Smithfield had come in and bought all the packing plants and closed them down, destroyed them. At least they took the rails and all out of there so they couldn't be used again. And there was no place to go with hogs, and people literally were giving hogs away. You couldn't get them slaughtered at the local plants because everybody was taking these cheap hogs and having them butchered. It was unreal. And then, of course, when we came back, there were very few hogs left on the farm. Most of the hogs now are handled by your multinational corporations that do all the big business. Now, this article goes on to say that the Depression people could remember booms and busts. not necessarily in agriculture, but in the whole economic system. But the idea that the economy could revert to its pre-New Deal configuration, the New Deal, of course, being what FDR came up with back in the early 1930s, in which the rich claimed all the wealth, and the nation the rich claimed all the wealth that the nation created, while everyone else was just barely getting by. And back in those days, a lot of people were not even getting by. The notion that the middle class might shrink even as the economy grew, who expected that? And this seems to be what's happening here today. The middle class is shrinking. It's the middle class. It's the workers that have had their jobs sent overseas, or at least out of this country. If they're not overseas, they're in Mexico or South America. And as a result, we see people that did have high-paying jobs, relatively high-paying jobs, now working at these temporary employment jobs, jobs without benefits, and retirement without security. At the same time, I have an interesting article here written by Stumo, who heads up executive director of the OCM, that's the Organization for Competitive Markets. And we have talked many times about the dollar and how the dollar isn't backed with anything. It's a dollar is worth what somebody thinks it is worth. And that's just about as far as it goes. And they tell us here, Stumo was writing this, he says Europe is more worried about the United States-China trade imbalance than is our own government. You don't hear anybody in our government having much to say about it. Ron Paul talks about it regularly, but how many people out there even discuss the trade imbalance? Now, here's what he says. The dollar is falling. Old but continuing news. You can't keep a strong dollar with record trade deficits. This is not complex, it is simple. And then he goes on to say that the European members of the Group of Seven, now these are the leading industrial nations that are debating whether to publicly acknowledge concerns about the weak dollar. Why would the Europeans worry about our money? A Wall Street Journal article says G7 debates whether to discuss the dollar or not. And the European Union Monetary Affairs Commissioner, and I could tell you who it is if I could pronounce his name, which I didn't look up, said, we are preoccupied with the value of the dollar. Now, this is coming from Europe, not from the United States. And Europe doesn't have the dollar. The Europeans use the euro. He says, we are preoccupied with the value of the dollar. One cannot expect us to remain passive when it comes to paying for the imbalances of trade between the United States and China. But our government is holding the driving wheel steady as we approach the cliff. I have with me today Craig Smith. He is president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUYCOIN. Craig, Is the euro backed by anything?
Well, there's small percentages of gold that the central banks hold, Derry, that in essence are backing up their currencies. Most people will probably remember back in the late 80s, all of these various banks, the Bank of Italy, the Bank of France, the Bank of Spain, they all had to sell off portions of their gold and rearrange their currencies to meet the euro requirements. So there is some reserves against the euro, but it's not a percentage-backed currency. There is no gold-backed currency anymore in the world, and that's what makes it such a difficult world. You know, how do we measure value anymore? And I think the Europeans, like you just reported to your listeners, illustrate the problem in the best way. You know, they know that their strong currency is going to make them less competitive in America. Our goods are more competitive in Europe right now, and sooner or later that's going to throw the trade imbalances maybe to our betterment, but to the detriment of Europe, and they're concerned about that.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we're visiting today with Craig Smith. He's president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. Craig, we were just talking about how Europe is now more concerned, apparently, about our cheaper dollar than our own government is. And it's mainly because the European has a much stronger currency than we do. And it makes our products, when we go overseas with them, sell at a better rate as far as the consumer is concerned. But do we have anything to sell anymore?
Well, I mean, yes, we do. But we surely don't have as many things to sell as we had years ago. I mean, you know, we still make Caterpillar moving equipment. We still make, you know, we still build the best aircraft in the world. I mean, look at how we're competing against Airbus. They're almost near bankruptcy, and we're just getting orders left and right. So yes, we do still make things, but we don't make things like we used to, say, in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, when we had a great manufacturing base. But, Derry, that may be the silver lining in the cloud of this weaker dollar, because now, like, for example, they had a little thing on TV this morning about an iPod. The cheapest place to buy an Apple iPod in the world is America. It's $149. If you go down to Brazil, that same iPod is $349, U.S. dollars, when you convert it into their currency because of the inflation problems down there. The only other place you can buy an iPod cheaper would be Hong Kong. So there might be a law of unintended consequence here, in so much as that it will reduce our trade deficits with the rest of the world. Where there's a problem, however, is that we have to borrow huge amounts of money to stay alive, Derry. And people are not going to continue to lend us money if we're not willing to pay them a decent rate of return that at least compensates for the loss of the value of the currency. And that's where I think the big dilemma is here, and I think that's why the world is starting to wake up to this, and they're very concerned that America could lose its position as the preeminent currency of the world. If that's to happen, Derry, it's really going to throw a monkey wrench into America. It's not going to be the end of the world, but it's going to definitely hamper our ability to be able to borrow, which will then not allow us to deficit spend, which some could say are great. But let me tell you something. If we gradually did that, it'd be fine. But to do it overnight could be chaos for our economy. And I think that's why most people are paying close attention to it now.
Well, the Fed lowered the interest rate just to, a half a point, a full half a point, just the other day. But that's the money that banks borrow. And when you go to the bank, we still have 10% interest.
Right, but you've got to remember, banks now can reduce the amount of return that they pay to depositors. So if I'm China, who's sitting on money, and I used to be getting 4%, and today I'm getting 3.5%, I have less incentive to hold that money. I might as well spend it or use it or cash it in or whatever. And that's where these lower interest rates are fueling the drop in this dollar, because people are selling U.S. dollars and buying euro and other currencies. There's a big concern out there, Derry. You've probably heard it talked about, that there'll be an unwinding of what's called the yen carry trade.
Okay, let's talk about the yen carry trade following these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Craig, going into the commercial break, I told our listeners that we were going to discuss the yen carry trade. I believe that's what you call it. And that's something that I'm not even familiar with. What is it?
Yeah, you're going to hear more talk about it, Derry, in months to come. It's big talk on Wall Street right now. The yen carry trade, just to simplify it for your listeners, the yen was at ridiculously low interest rates. So I'm just going to give you hypothetical numbers. These aren't the exact numbers, but you'll get the understanding better this way. I go out and I borrow yen at 2% interest rates because Japanese had low interest rates. I then take those yen and I buy dollars with them. Now I'm making a 4% return on the dollar. Okay, so I'm making 2% by just borrowing one currency and purchasing another currency. It's called the yen carry trade. But as Japanese rates start to increase and American rates start to decrease, that spread that was 2% may become 1.5% or 1%, and before you know it, the trade is not valuable. So therefore, I have to sell the dollars to pay off my loan on the yen, and next thing you know, we have to once again make good on billions and billions and billions of dollars that we don't have currently unless we run our printing presses. And that's why there's such concern in the international markets about the dollar. I don't know if you caught this, Terry, but on WorldNet Daily, a couple days ago, they asked the question, are Iran, Russia, and China behind the dollar's free fall? There's a new book in China. It's the hottest book out there right now called Currency Wars, which is making the case that the U.S. Federal Reserve is a puppet of the Rothschild banking dynasty and has persuaded top officials in Beijing that they should resist America's demand to appreciate the yuan against the dollar. And and I know this gets very complicated for your listeners, so I want to try and keep it as simple as I can. The bottom line to all this is our standard of living in America is for the first time in a long time jeopardized. And I think you're seeing it in that poll you cited earlier.
Right. Have you seen that Pew Research Center poll?
I've got it sitting right in front of me. I read the article from Harold Meyerson the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, he cites the statistics from the Pew Research Group.
Yeah, explain that to our listeners, if it won't throw us too far off the subject here.
Well, what it basically did was back in 1988, they asked the American people, do you think there's a big divide between the haves and the have-nots? And about 26% of the American people at that time said, yes, there is a big difference and it's growing. But 71% said, that's ridiculous. Well, then about a year ago, that statistic went to 44% of Americans believed that there was a big difference between the have and the have-nots, and it was growing. And that number recently jumped up to 48%. Now, just because people think that's the case doesn't mean that it is, Derry. You got to remember, polls are opinions. It's not backed up by data. This is just what Americans think. But when Americans' perceptions are that there's this growing divide, ultimately it affects the confidence that's in the economic system. That's why we have what's called the Consumer Confidence Index. If that confidence gets too weak, people stop spending money because they're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about recession or slowdown or losing their jobs or what have you. And when that happens, in a consumer-based economy like ours, we have problems. And that's why there's big talk right now that there's a recession around the corner. And this time it won't be a deflationary recession. It will be an inflationary recession because we have a man by the name of Mr. Bernanke who's very well capable of inflating our way out of the next recession.
Yeah, see, this is the same thing we tried to do on the farm back in the 1980s. You can borrow your way into prosperity. And he's wanting to print our way into prosperity here. And sure, it does not work that way.
Well, and look, if Americans didn't hold dollars, it would be a great strategy because we can inflate our debt away. But the problem is you and I, our equity in our home is denominated in dollars. The money we have in our retirement accounts is denominated in dollars. And that's why I'm very concerned, because the rest of the world loves America and the way that we live. When I say loves us, doesn't love us particularly, but loves our lifestyle. And you're going to either have to see the rest of the world's lifestyle increase or ours decrease because these currencies are shifting. We never had this problem when we were on the gold standard, Derry. We were the envy of the world, but we came off the gold standard completely in 72. In 1975, the government allowed you to own gold. And if you had taken that time and bought gold, none of this would be, it'd just be academics. But we are seeing prices at ridiculous levels. I love when they say there's no inflation. Derry, that is such a ridiculous claim. My gosh, wheat is $9 a bushel now. You've got gasoline at $3 a gallon again.
And you, the other day I talked about wheat being $9 a bushel. And when I graduated from high school, I was a senior in high school in 1948, and the first load of wheat I sold was $4 a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that $4, at that time, I don't have my figures in here with me, but I had it all figured out. What $4 would have bought back in those days, for 100 bushels of wheat, you could have built a house. Mm-hmm. At $9 a bushel, 100 bushels of wheat, you can't trade pickup trucks.
You could build a house for $400?
$4,000.
Well, that'd be 1,000 bushels.
1,000. I'm sorry. That's what I said. I didn't have my notes in here with me.
I'm sorry, because I was just trying to do the math.
Yeah, 1,000 bushels of wheat, you could build a new home.
Right.
Well, 1,000 bushels of wheat today,
you'd have to buy a used pickup truck.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it's all, we still have a long way to go to keep agriculture, you know, in line with parity with the rest of the country. Hey, I'm looking at the clock, and in just a little while, Craig, it's going to be time for me to turn the show over to you for 3 minutes. I do have just a little more time to kill here, but anyway. Well, go ahead.
Productivity change prices when we come back.
Okay, when we come back. Now, what I was going to say is, Craig,
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. For years, Derry and I have been discussing all these various issues with the Common Sense Coalition, and more importantly, giving you practical solutions to deal with the issues. About 2 months ago, a friend came to me and said, why don't you teach a course on economics? Why don't you teach a course on gold? Why don't you teach a course on money, on the dollar, on debts, on deficits? And it was an intriguing prospect. Well, my wonderful support team here at Swiss America, led by Dave Bradshaw from My Idea Factory, came up with the idea that let's actually teach a class. Let's teach a half-hour class on how this works. And we'll invite people to come to the class. Well, people that live in Missouri and Iowa and Minnesota, it'd be difficult to get to Phoenix, although it'd be wonderful in the wintertime. So Dave put together a DVD where we actually had Ed Lubin and our staff put together all the data in a beautiful 30-minute presentation on DVD. You can actually pop this into your DVD player, sit in front of your television, get a nice cold drink, and watch a half-hour presentation of how money works, how deficits work, how the dollar dropping affects you. More importantly, why gold has moved from $280 to $750, and why some people are suggesting that's just the beginning stages, that soon it'll be $1,000. There are other people who are suggesting $2,100. There are others that are suggesting $6,000. Well, we cut to the chase. We give you all the information in this beautiful presentation. It's actually called Gold 101, and it's accompanied with our rare opportunity booklet, and it's yours by simply calling 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646. Now, when you call, we'll take your name and your address and phone number, and we'll get this presentation out to you. And you can sit in the comfort of your home, you can hit the pause button, take notes, and we'll give you all the different reasons about what is happening in the market, what capital appreciation is about, what wealth protection is about, what inflation is about, how it affects your retirement money, how probates work. It just covers everything. And we give you 6 practical steps to look for. And I tell you, I just wish I had time to go into every aspect that we do in this DVD. It is the greatest piece we've done in 26 years we've been here. So pick up the phone and call 800-289-2646 and ask for your complimentary copy of Gold 101. That's 1-800-289-2646.
And we have returned. Craig, I'm going back to this yen carry trade you were talking about. You mentioned they buy the yen at 2%, and then they buy dollars with it. But the thing of this, isn't that about the same thing that happened to gold back some years ago?
Yeah.
When they were buying gold and then reselling it?
Yeah, actually what they were doing is they were leasing gold, Derry. They would actually go out and lease gold and then sell it into the marketplace, anticipating they could buy it back at a cheaper price. And, of course, we know now through the people at GATA that have done a fine job, the Gold Antitrust Action Group and Le Metropole Cafe, that many of those banks are upside down right now. And that's why you're seeing all these debt problems being blamed on the subprime mess Deutsche Bank just was announced on the front page of Wall Street Journal. They're going to have some $3 billion worth of losses. I'm convinced, and I have no way to prove this, but I'm convinced that if somebody could take a close look at those books, you're going to see, yes, there's subprime losses, but you're going to also see huge losses from these banks that manipulated the price of gold. The problem now is, Derry, the world is so concerned about the value of currencies, there's massive amounts of money going into gold. That's why gold went to 750, a pullback a couple days ago to about 735. But you have the voices growing every day that are saying gold is headed to 1,000, 1,500, 2,000. You know, when we went to the break, Derry, we were talking about how wheat prices really haven't kept up. But that's because productivity came along. Computers came along. We all of a sudden can plant fields. Big corporations took over farms. I'm not suggesting that's good. I'm just suggesting that was able to make our productivity a lot stronger. I think we're at the end of that curve now. And now you're going to start to see real prices keep up with real world inflation. Steel is going to be higher. Copper is going to be higher. Corn, wheat, all these things that we use as Americans. And all the things that the world uses, for that matter. And that's why, for the first time in 30 years that I've been following this, Derry, you have a consensus in the economic community that something's getting ready to happen. We're not too sure what it is, but there's going to be an event. And, Derry, I'm convinced of this. We're one headline away from a huge crisis in America. We have to continue to borrow money on a daily basis. Derry, you've talked about this for 20 years in your program, that we've got to stop borrowing money we can't afford to pay back. Well, guess what? We may find ourselves very quickly in a position where the world refuses to lend us money anymore. When that happens, Derry, it's going to be a real shock to America. We're going to have to tighten our belts. We're not going to be given any choice, and we're going to have to pull our horns in. When that happens, there's going to be some pain in America. And I'm on that's like I talked about in the commercial, this Gold 101 DVD. I'm almost on a quest, if you will, a campaign to get America informed about this, because that day of reckoning is coming. It's not the end of the world. Stock market's not going to collapse. The dollar's not going to collapse. I mean, that's not what's going to happen. But it's going to slowly erode the buying power of the American people, because we have to do it worldwide to get our debt into place.
Well, that's what happened in Germany some years ago.
Absolutely. And who did it affect the most, Derry? The German population.
Right. We heard about, you know, taking a wheelbarrow load of money to buy a loaf of bread and this sort of thing.
Absolutely, Derry. And look, people think, here's the problem in America. We think we're so big and we're so mighty that we can never fall. That's a horrible way to think about us. If you look at any empire that's ever fallen, that was the first thing that preceded a lack of gratefulness and them believing that they were invincible. We have a nation now that in a lot of areas, Derry, they think they're greater than God. You and I both know better. Okay, you and I both know that the world is in the hands of the Lord. But when men's hearts get as arrogant as we are in America today, it's time for a haircut. And Derry, I don't wish that. It's not God's anger. God's not mad at us. We've done this at our own hand.
I can't believe he's very happy.
Well, but I don't see him as an angry God that wants to hit us with a baseball bat. He's saying, look, you know, this is what you people wanted, okay? If you want to know when I'm angry when I say to you, okay, have it your way. Don't do it my way, do it your way. But if there's consequences at the end, don't come crying to me that it was my fault, because it's your fault.
Have you seen the article that Charlie Reese recently wrote, The Empire is Over?
No, I haven't.
Let me just pick out a few highlights of it here. He says the American government has come to resemble the characters of The Wizard of Oz. We have the cowardly Congress, a president without a brain, and a foreign policy establishment without a heart. With every passing day, the world needs us less and less and hates us more and more. A nation that was able to help crush the Axis power in 3.5 years haven't won a war since then. Our economy is shaky under mountains of debt. Half our people make less than $42,000 inflated dollars a year. Much of the industry that is left is foreign-owned. Japan dominates the American car market. It is extremely difficult to find anything today that is not made in China. In the meantime, the cowardly Congress doesn't have the guts to tackle any of the major problems confronting the American people. The foreign policy establishment is riddled with aging draft dodgers agitating for more wars against small countries. We are like all empires in their final state. We have grown soft. We like our comforts. We don't wish to be inconvenienced. We like poor Mexicans to do our stoop work and poor Americans to do our fighting, provided they do it far away so we don't be disturbed by explosions and screams. As for trying to understand the world, we are just too busy following the adventures of Britney Spears. We like to let the TV and the politicians do our thinking for us. It saves energy. They won't tell us whom to hate. I mean, they do tell us whom to hate. The only way to avoid a bad end is to find some realist and put them in public office. We need a brave Congress, not a pack of cowards. I thought that pretty well summed up where we stand today, and it upsets a lot of folks when they hear the truth.
Well, you know, I wouldn't agree with everything he said in there, okay, but I would agree with a lot of it. And a lot of it in the sense that it's kind of like the where you started the program, Derry, with the information on the have and the have-nots. I think most people, whether that's true or not, that's how people feel, and that the way people feel are shaped by what they see in the media. And I'm convinced that what he said in that article, you know, we're more concerned about Britney Spears and, you know, what's going on in Hollywood with Lindsay Lohan than we are about what's happening in Congress. I mean, this Congress has an 11% approval rate. I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. I think most people are just fed up with politics. They're fed up with a nation that goes to war and doesn't want to win it. They're fed up with the fighting and the bickering. They want us to come together as a country. And I got to tell you something, Derry. I don't know if you'll agree with this or not, and feel free to disagree with me if you don't think I'm right here. But I believe with all my heart that what brings the people together is when they have a common crisis or a common enemy. We apparently didn't have that in September 11th, or we did for a while, and now we don't have it anymore. We don't have it in Iraq. I believe a financial calamity is going to hit America that's going to force us to come back together as a people. I could care less if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, or a conservative. When it comes to keeping our neighborhoods safe, we need to work together. If it comes to feeding our family, we need to work together. When we are a nation that is working together as a team, we are invincible from a standpoint of knowing that we can do anything when we set our minds to it. This fractured country that we have right now, Derry, is a sitting duck for a big catastrophe, and it doesn't terrify me. My trust is in the Lord. But it concerns me because I think a lot of people aren't ready for it, Derry.
Well, they're not ready for it. But, you know, you mentioned everybody will work together. Going back to this have and have not, there's a lot of people that are looking forward to a crash. Because they're going to take what they have stored up to buy what's left that nobody can pay for.
Well, and you know, you may be right, Derry. I mean, look, I, you know, I'm going to tell you something off the air that I made a decision on the other day. I'm not going to do it on the air, and you and I'll talk about it later. But I'm very concerned about where we're going right now, Derry. If the polls have it right, and I'm convinced that Hillary Clinton is unelectable from an internal standpoint, unless the vote gets split. That's how Bill Clinton won. People forget that Bill Clinton won because Ross Perot was in the race. Okay, if there's a spoiler in this race, and Hillary Clinton was to win the White House, because she can't win in a straight-out race, I believe that we are headed for very serious problems as a country. I believe she'll start a trade war with China inadvertently. She won't do it intentionally. She just won't realize what she's doing. I believe our military might as well be dissolved because we'll have no heart to fight an enemy if we're attacked. And I believe we'll go into an isolationist type of attitude. I'm very concerned about the future of the country. And, Derry, you've never heard me talk like this. And, look, I'm not panicked about it. My trust is in the Lord. I know every step that I take, my God's going to take care of me. And my family. We're all believers. We're all under the blood. I mean, I'm not worried about that. But, Derry, what breaks my heart is we've had hundreds of thousands of men and women who have fought and died for this country. We had founders that fought a revolutionary war to give us our freedoms. And now we've taken it for granted. And I'm terribly concerned that if the media can bamboozle people into leadership that will lead us off the cliff, then I guess we're headed for the cliff, Derry.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Let's go to the telephones. Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry, I bought some euros before I went to Europe in 2001 in July for 81 cents. They're now worth about $1.40 a piece. That's a 75% increase. That's just one demonstration of what's happened. And you fellas were talking about the number of atheists. In the 1970s, I debated Madeline Murray O'Hare about whether In God We Trust should be on the coins. And even she then said she was an agnostic. And as a scientist, I had not met any scientist that said he was an atheist. And now there's all kinds of people thinking they're atheists, and I think that's going to bring down the acts of God upon us.
You know, Derry, Ed brings up something interesting. If we become a nation that doesn't believe in a God, then we have no parameters in which to operate. You got to remember, our country was basically founded by our founding fathers off the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt those were all basic. I mean, that's why we have the Ten Commandments in our courthouses, for Pete's sakes. And we're moving away from that. And Ed brings up a very good point, that we want to all of a sudden embrace science and this and that, all these man-made things, and yet look at where he started in his discussion with his call. He bought a euro for 81 cents. It's now worth $1.41 and a half. Okay, man thinks he's smart enough to outwit God. We're dreaming if we think we can do that.
You know, there's a lot of people in the United States, the way I look at it, that believe in God but don't believe in his word. The Supreme Court is an excellent example of that. The Supreme Court doesn't believe in the scriptures.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, look at the things that the Supreme Court has done just to eliminate God in the classroom, in the abortion clinics. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on. It's all scriptural.
Oh, absolutely. And, Terry, look, it's like Roe v. Wade. I mean, forget about the moral argument, although that's the most important part, but let's set that aside for a minute. Roe v. Wade is bad law, Derry. It's bad law. I mean, there's nowhere in the Constitution, there's no way that you can distort the Constitution, and they did it on this right of privacy. There's no way that you can stretch it to make it fit that we should condone the wholesale murder of unborn children. It's impossible. But yet we did it. And look, I'm an optimistic guy. I believe that America is a great place. But we got to grab ourselves and shake ourselves and say enough of this nonsense and get back to the things that made this nation great.
Yeah, going back to Roe versus Wade, one of the six things that God hates plus the seventh one, and it's one of the big ones there, is the shedding of innocent blood. And how more innocent can blood be than an unborn child? Hey, let's take one more break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you, Craig.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Steelspan Buildings, Lou speaking.
Hey, Lou, Derry Brownfield here.
Hey, Derry, good to hear from you. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a friend that wants to know how to store his hay and his equipment, so I thought, well, I'll give Lou a call.
Well, listen, he's got great timing, because right now I have some great buys that can save thousands of dollars if he's got some flexibility. But call now, because there's limited inventory.
Now, will this building get here before winter?
You bet. Ice storms like last year caused millions in damages. You don't have to worry about that with our Quonset-style Steelspan Buildings. They endure everything.
Well, I've never seen one of your buildings either burn up, blow down, or collapse.
And you won't. You know, the quality of a Steelspan building far exceeds any farm application, especially pole barns. This weekend, I'll be at the Farm Fest in Springfield, Missouri, and we'll be making great deals on these buildings. But you must be ready to do business. Come by and see me through Sunday, or just call me at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Hey, thank you, Lou. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include a potload of 8-weight steers. They're fancy Angus consigned by Holston Farms. They've been MFA processed. And here's a 200-head string of vaccinated and weaned 5-weights from Fastline Farms. Windstorm Farms will be in with a 90-head string of fancy black and black baldy calves weighing in the fives. Now, most of these offerings have been through a vaccination program. Many of the lots have been white tagged and weaned. Other consigners include David Stevenson, Mike Patterson, Steve Couch, Colin Laverne Becker, Howard Bennett, Pete Miller, and Dewey Mason. Now that's for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday. That's this coming Monday, October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we're in the home stretch here, Craig. I have a couple of real quick questions I'd like to ask you. Have you seen these internet stories that are going around about the Bank of Nova Scotia having something like 400,000 ounces of gold stored under the trade towers and now they're hauling it out?
I have not, Derry.
Okay, well.
No, I haven't. I'll check into it after the program.
Yeah, we can talk about it later. Then the other thing was, Dee Dee Kidd, in her article today in newswithhughes.com, and she was not writing about the $100 billion bailout. $100 billion bailout, but she just mentioned it. Do you know what she's talking about there? I think she's talking about the plunge protection team.
Yeah. I'm sure she's talking about the president's, you know, working group on financial markets. I wish I could talk about it, Derry, but I'm
that's
not,
okay.
I'm
that's
not
okay.
up on it, and I hate to sound like a moron, but
No. I sound like a moron day after day.
Let me throw something up, though, on those issues, because you just said, you know, these stories on the Internet. You know what really troubles me, Derry? You have the London Telegraph that's doing some of the best reporting on what's going on, like the Gutter Investment Fund, $50 billion, Derry, $50 billion worth of Middle Eastern money. They made an announcement the other day that they're going to go. They used to be 99% invested in dollar-denominated investments. They're now reducing that to 40%, with 59% going into China, Japan, and the Far East. Okay, you've got Vietnam's $40 billion reserve. They're moving that away from American dollars into Asian monies. You've got, I mean, I could give you a whole list of these, and they're appearing in the London papers, the Europe papers, every single day. Yet Wall Street Journal's not reporting it, USA Today's not reporting it, New York Times is not reporting it. And I'm not suggesting that there's a conspiracy, but Derry, why are they not talking about this?
Because they're all owned by the same corporation, and they're told not to talk about it.
And that may very well be the case, Derry, but see why Europe is so nervous? Because they see all this happening, and they're taking positions to make sure that if America has a problem, they don't get, you know the old saying, if America sneezes, the world catches the flu. And they don't want to get caught in that. And that's why, Derry, you know, I'm going to make sure you get a copy of this. I really want you to watch this new Gold 101 that we've done.
Yes, please do.
Because, Derry, I got to tell you something. It, for the first time in a half hour, you know, you don't have to listen to a salesman or this or that. You can do it in the convenience of your home, of popping it in and watching all the factors that go into what's happening in the financial world. And I hope everybody takes the time to call 800-289-2646. You know, you always give it 800-BUY-COIN, BUYCOIN, in case somebody didn't have a pencil to write with. But call and get this DVD. We spent a lot of time, a lot of energy on it. There's no cost involved. I wish I could get every American to watch this DVD, because at least they'd know what's going on.
What can the average American do? And you say, well, you know, we need to buy gold. But the average person today, I don't think, is in a position to buy much of anything. They can't make their car payments.
No, and you're right, Derry. And in that situation, you just need to reduce your debt as best you can. Learn to live within your means. I know people are saying, Craig, I'm working two jobs and I can't cut anywhere else. I know it's tough. I mean, believe me, I speak to people that are worth $1 billion. I have one guy that I talk to that's a billionaire. I speak to people that are living paycheck to paycheck. So I understand. Okay, but all I can tell you is that, you know, if you reduce your debt, if you live as close to your means as possible and don't buy things you absolutely don't need, you'll get through this crunch. I'm convinced people that are in debt are going to lose everything. Look, this subprime tsunami, people are going to lose a lot of homes, Derry. Maybe they shouldn't have had the home to begin with. I know it's sad to say, but it's going to be a time of belt tightening, and I just hope America's prepared for it.
Well, and a lot of those people really did do nothing wrong. They didn't buy anything they didn't need. What happened was they lost their labor, their jobs that they were getting. Maybe they were a union guy and they were making 25, 30 bucks an hour, and now they've got a part-time job, maybe two or three of them. But anyhow, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
It's true.